deliverance is not the same as freedom. All deliverance does is gain you the opportunity to pursue freedom.
But Dr. Tony Evans says the freedom we're pursuing needs to be kept in balance.
The price tag of freedom is responsibility.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. Most of us love doing things for our kids, but we also know that it's important to teach them responsibility. Let's join Dr. Evans as he explains how God maintains that balance with us.
Freedom is release from illegitimate bondage so that you can experience what you were created and redeemed to be. But freedom carries a very expensive price tag, and the price tag of freedom is responsibility. If freedom is your desire and freedom is your goal, if you wish to experience what you were created to be, it will require you paying the price of responsibility. We live in a day when so many want the benefits of freedom without the concurring responsibility that accompanies it. You hear it so much today in everybody blaming everyone but themselves for the predicament that they're in. Kids will blame parents for the way they are today. Folks with lung cancer will blame cigarettes for their disease. Blacks will blame whites, or vice versa. Poor will blame the rich. And all of us join Flip Wilson in blaming the devil. That is certainly not to suggest that there are not elements of truth, that there have been contributing circumstances to my circumstance today. But if our discussion is freedom, if you spend all your time blaming the influences that have put you in the situation today, you'll never get around to taking responsibility for getting out of it. Because as long as you can look over your shoulder at something or someone who put you in this predicament, whatever that might be, then you become responsible for canceling out your own freedom. Please, if you will recall, deliverance is not the same as freedom. All deliverance does is gain you the opportunity to pursue freedom. You can pass civil rights laws that say you are equal, you are free, Jim Crow is no longer the operative, the modus operandi of the day, segregation has been canceled. You can have all of the laws on your side and still not be free. Because deliverance does not equal freedom. In order to be free, that is, in order to experience becoming what you were created and redeemed to be, that will require responsibility. It has dawned on me that for so many of us, that is the missing link to our arriving at our destiny. God delivered Israel from Egypt, but he took them on a journey of development so that they could reach destiny, the promised land, their freedom. It was the goal of the deliverance to set them free to develop in order that they might be made ready for destiny. Those who are parents understand this task. A baby is born and is delivered into this world. A baby is delivered into this world. That inaugurates an 18-year process where hopefully around 18 or so, they are set free to adulthood. Now, the worst thing you can have is a child who was born who after 18 years wants freedom that they're not yet ready to handle. Because that's a disaster in waiting. When that teenage child of yours doesn't want any more rules, doesn't want any more regulations, doesn't want you looking over their shoulder, doesn't want you putting restrictions on them, what they're saying is, Mom, Dad, I want to be free. I don't want to live under this restriction. I don't want to live under these terms anymore. I want to be free. What they often don't understand is they're also saying, then you want to be responsible. Because you see, during those 18 years, I fed you. During those 18 years, I clothed you. During those 18 years, I paid for those sneakers. During those 18 years, I drove you. During those 18 years, I picked up the tab for the gas that got you from point A to point B. During those 18 years, I paid for heat and air conditioning and water and gas. And during those 18 years, I took up that. So now, understand, if you want to be free, you now get to pick up the tab. You now get to pay for your own car note, your own gas, buy your own clothes, get your own food. Are you sure you want to be free? Because freedom demands responsibility. If you really want to be free, if you really want to become what you were created to be, you cannot do that without learning the lessons of being responsible. And that's what the wilderness, that's what the development period is designed to say. It's designed to show you that responsibility under God, so that when you reach the place God is taking you, you are able to handle it. So many of us wonder why God hasn't crossed us over the Jordan yet, why we have not reached destiny yet. Perhaps the lessons of the wilderness have not yet been learned. What is responsibility? Responsibility is the obligation to take ownership for fulfilling one's assigned task through the use of one's ability. It is the obligation of taking ownership for fulfilling assigned task through the use of one's ability. Responsibility. It's responding through the use of your ability. Responsibility. Conversely, irresponsibility is squandering our God-given opportunities and abilities in the consistent fulfillment of a assigned task. To be irresponsible is to not fulfill the assignment through the use of our abilities. When a kid doesn't clean up his room, it's usually not because he's not able. It's because he's unwilling. Or when they do a sloppy job, it's not usually because they're unable if proper instruction has been given. It's because they're unwilling. God is trying to raise his children to be adults, spiritually speaking. And that is going to require responsibility. The reason so many couples shack up and don't get married is folk don't want to be obligated to the responsibility. The reason why there's so many babies running around without fathers is that so many of the men who sire the children don't want the obligation, the responsibility that comes with the new life. In fact, as I say to the men so many times in the Bible, when the Bible says the man is the head of the home, most men interpret that meaning I'm the boss. When that's not what the word means. The word headship means the one responsible. The one who is to respond through the use of his ability for the well-being and management of the home. Boss that. Now, responsibility involves choice. We'll see that when we go all the way back to creation. God gave Adam responsibility, but then he gave him choice. He could choose to be irresponsible. Because freedom involves choice. And you can choose not to be responsible. That is the glory of our humanity, that we can choose not to be free by choosing not to be responsible. So if you really want to experience, if I really want to experience, if we really want to experience freedom, then there must be the conscious choice to be responsible, to take ownership through the use of one's God-given abilities for assigned tasks, that is, the things that God requests and requires of us in order to experience the freedom that we want God. Everybody prays for a deliverance. Everybody wants God to deliver them. Everybody wants God to intervene for them. And God is often asking, where is the responsibility? In Joshua chapter 1, Joshua is now on the precipice of crossing the Jordan River. He is on the precipice of the promised land, freedom, destiny, where God was trying to take them, the land of Canaan. They're getting ready to cross the Jordan. He now comes to Joshua and he gives him some instruction. He says in verse 2, Moses, my servant, is dead, therefore cross this Jordan. Now, what was Moses' job? Moses' job was to get him out of Egypt and lead him through the promised land. What does God come and tell Joshua? That time is over. Moses was great. Moses was wonderful. But that was then. This is now.
Dr. Evans will have more about the difference between then and now when he continues this message from his current series, Free at Last. It's a look at how the power of God within us can overcome the pain in our past and the problems in our present. Fear, anxiety, oppression, and many more, they're all covered in this set of 12 full-length lessons that include a lot of material we haven't had time to bring you on the air. And if we hear from you soon, we'd like to send you a copy of Free at Last as our gift when you make a donation to help support our work here on the air and around the world. This special offer is only available through next Tuesday. But if we hear from you right away, we'll include a special bonus, Tony's companion booklet for this series, 30 Days to Victory Through Forgiveness, which explains why the person who benefits most from your forgiving heart is you. Visit us today at TonyEvans.org for details or call our resource center at 1-800-800-3222. That's 1-800-800-3222. Tony will come back with more of today's lesson after this.
The brand new Tony Evans Study Bible is generating excitement among Christian leaders all over the world, like Pastor Jeffrey Johnson of the Eastern Star Church in Indianapolis.
Dr. Evans has blessed us through the years with his preaching and teaching. Now I'm so excited that we get the complete study Bible by Dr. Tony Evans so that we can get our theology together and our understanding of God's Word and be able to pass it on to our families and congregations.
Bishop Kenneth Ulmer from Southern California.
Dr. Evans has been a friend of mine for years, and I've never known anyone who has such a hunger and a thirst for righteousness, but more than that, a hunger and thirst to bless you as God blesses him. This Bible will change your life.
And Hillsong's Christine Kane.
We've been waiting for you to do a study Bible full of your commentary. I just think this is a landmark book. I know that I will be using it. My family will be using it. We are just so excited to dig deep into God's Word and especially to get all of your notes.
The new Tony Evans Study Bible, available now at TonyEvans.org.
Let's get back into today's study. Here's Dr. Evans.
One of the reasons that so many of us can't move on to tomorrow is because we're still stuck in yesterday. In fact, flip over just a page to chapter 5 and notice what God says in chapter 5. Verse 4, this is the reason why Joshua circumcised them, all the people who came out of Egypt who were males, all the men of war died in the wilderness along the way after they came out of Egypt. For all the people who came out were circumcised, but all the people who were born in the wilderness along the way as they came out of Egypt had not been circumcised. For the sons of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness until all the nation, that is the men of war who came out of Egypt, perished because they did not listen to the voice of the Lord, to whom the Lord had sworn he would not let them see the land which the Lord had sworn to their fathers, a land flowing with milk and honey. Verse 9, then the Lord said to Joshua, today I have rolled away the approach of Egypt from you. He said the reason that they did not make it over is they were still stuck in Egypt. They were still stuck in Egypt. In the Bible, Egypt is a vision of the world. They were still stuck with their worldly thinking, their worldly ways, their worldly orientation, and they were wondering why God hadn't moved them to the promised land. They were still stuck in Egypt with their minds. Their minds were still back there. It's hard to get to tomorrow if you're stuck in yesterday. Now, the beauty of freedom, the beauty of freedom through responsibility is that God's freedom is tied to God's inheritance, and God's inheritance is tied to a promise. He says in verse 3, every place on which the sole of your foot treads, I have given it to you. In other words, go get what has already been given. So how do you do it? How do you move to your future responsibly? Verse 6, be strong and courageous. Verse 7, be strong and courageous. Verse 9, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Okay? Don't be scared, one, because I have promised you something. Don't let the obstacle stop you from moving forward. Stop giving excuses why you can't be a better man, you can't be a better woman, you can't be a better wife, you can't be a better husband, you can't be a better Christian. Stop giving illegitimate reasons why you can't. I want you to be strong and I want you to be courageous. And the reason I want you to be strong and I want you to be courageous, verse 5, no man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. In other words, I'm going to overrule them. I know they look big and they look scary and they look difficult, but I'm going to overrule them. I know how it looks right now. I know it looks like you're outnumbered. I know the economy looks like you can't win. I know it looks like that things have passed you by. I know how things look. I know how they look. I know how it looks like you're not going to make it. I know how it looks, but I do not want how it looks to define what you do. I want what I said to define what you do. Therefore, verse 8, the law of this book shall not depart from your mouth. You shall meditate on it day and night so that you're careful to do all that is written in it. Stay in your lane. The lane is the law of this book. Don't go to the right. Don't go to the left. Don't add. Don't take away. Find out what I said on the subject. Implement what I say on the subject. You say, but I don't know how that's going to work. And you won't find out until you cross over, put shoes on your feet, start treading and acting based on my word. And then you will discover I really do know what I'm talking about. And I'm not going to let any human being. Oh, this is good news. Good news is no man gets to define your freedom. That ought to free somebody right now. You ought to be free to know that there is no human being so powerful, so strong, so great, so rich, so influential that they can stop God's purposes in your life. There is no height that exists that can keep God from taking you to your destiny if he can get you to be responsible. I don't care what you know, how much you have, what race you are, what class you are. All that's irrelevant to me. Because there is no man who will stand before you all the days of your life. Nobody's going to have the last word but what God's word is in that situation. And that's why I don't have to be scared of you and you don't have to be scared of me. And we don't have to be intimidated because I know you don't get the last word on me. I'm free. I am free from your power. I'm free from your threats. I'm free from your prestige. I'm free from your notoriety. I am free because if I'm operating responsibly under the rule of God, God, not you, has the last word over how I'm going to work out. This book of the law will not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night continuously so that you may be careful to do. You don't meditate just to memorize. You meditate to execute so that you'll be careful to do according to all that is written in the book. For then you will make your way prosperous and then you will have success. Let me define this word success. Here's success, and it's the only legitimate definition of success. Success in God's economy is completing what you were put here to do. That's success. Success is not first how much money you have, or the size of the house you live in, or the type of car you drive. That only could mean that you are an expensive failure. Success, those are the trappings of success. Those are miserable people who live in big houses. You know miserable people who make a lot of money. That's not success in and of itself. It could be the overflow of success, but success is getting into your destiny, fulfilling the purpose for your life. And only, watch this now, here's my closing statement. Only you can stop your success. Because no man will be able to stand before you. But you can stand before you. Because if you don't tread, take responsibility based on my truth, if you don't do that, then you have stopped your success. Now suppose the cowboy said, boy, I would really do a lot better if those eagles would stop getting in my way. I mean, if they would stop trying to tackle me, then I'd have time to make some passes. If they would stop covering me like a blanket, I'd be able to get free to score touchdown. If they stopped rushing in and blitzing, then we could make more yardage on the ground. Everybody, if they heard cowboy players talking like that, would condemn them. We would condemn them because that is what the enemy is supposed to do. The enemy is supposed to block, stop, cover, bat down, tackle, blitz. That's what the enemy is supposed to do. So stop criticizing that the enemy is doing his job. Because if greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world, then the enemy should not be determining your success. You should be able to overcome him, block him, run around him, throw over him, because greater is your team than their team. So don't tell me the devil is so big, the devil is so bad, the people are so strong. No, because I heard you on Sunday morning say that he's my rock, my sword, my shield. He's my wheel in the middle of the wheel. I heard you say on Sunday morning, he's my balm in Gilead, my bright and morning star. I heard you say on Sunday morning that he's more than able. I heard somebody quote, now to him who can do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think. I heard folk waving their hands, standing up and shouting. I heard all that. And then you're going to leave church and talk about, they won't let me. It demands responsibility. Ownership under God. Remember, the only place where success comes before work is in the dictionary.
Dr. Tony Evans, talking about how we can break free from irresponsibility and experience the victory God wants for us. Now, due to time limitations, there's more to today's message than we were able to bring you on the air. But as always, full-length copies are available. Just check with us for information on the title, Freedom from Irresponsibility. Or better yet, ask about getting a copy of Tony's current series, Free at Last, a set of 12 messages that'll help you break out of the areas where Satan often keeps us trapped. As I mentioned earlier, it's yours with our thanks when you make a donation toward Tony's ministry, along with a copy of his companion booklet for this series, 30 Days to Victory Through Forgiveness. So visit us today at tonyevans.org to get all the details before time runs out next Tuesday. You can make your contribution and your request online. Again, that's tonyevans.org. Or call our 24-hour resource center at 1-800-800-3222 and let one of our team members help you. Again, 1-800-800-3222. God calls us to be managers of everything we have in life. The trouble is, some of us can't manage to do that management job very well. Dr. Evans will have some on-the-job training tips for us tomorrow. I hope you'll be with us. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.